All right, folks. Hey. As you know, we recently did a wild tour across the world, really.
Yeah, world tour.
We did our first world tour that was focused mostly on the East Coast of the United States.
Yes.
Specifically, New York City, Philadelphia, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Those are the three. Three cities.
It's a very specific world tour.
But we did two New York shows. And two Philly shows back to back.
One of which came out.
We did release one New York pod.
Yeah.
With Felix.
Mm-hmm.
We did a DC show also with Felix. Anthony Fantano on one of the New York shows.
And Brendan O'Hare. Anthony Fantano and Brendan O'Hare at Union Hall.
We did two Philly shows.
Two Philly shows, doubleheader. Yeah. Solo.
Those were the wildest ones.
Yeah.
One of those won't come out.
One of those, there will never be any footage of it. That you will ever
that
hear
was,
ever.
All the people in the audience definitely got like a wild ride from that. Me and you, like, look, what happened in that one, which I think we laugh about now, we were like drunk probably, right?
Yeah, we got drunk before.
Also, like, Like and Subscribe was coming out like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like distracted and stressed from that all day.
Like, yeah, we went on like a very stressful phone call. Like,
oh,
before.
It was a very stressful phone call. I got in, I answered the whole day was funny, dude. Cause like I got in, I had like a kind of a long trip there and I was like ready to be, I was alone for a while on this trip for a while. I get in there and I'm like, I have a stressful call and like me and you were going to go do something. I got in town to go do something. And then I like hang up the phone. I can look around. I'm like, where's Brandon? And I'm like, where'd you go? And you're like, oh, I'm at a movie with Asher Roth.
Oh yeah. Cause you had like you were on like a business phone call. I was like, oh, this man's doing business.
That's like, I mean, but it's in terms of being ditched, like that's like the funniest end result of being ditched.
We were watching a documentary.
It was a funny, Philly was funny, but that was like Philly was the only time that we, like, I feel like we walked out there like, oh, we freestyled every show, but that was one where we're like, oh, we're very freestyling this.
Well, yeah,
we haven't even talked.
The first show of that night was it was more of a lesson than anything.
We were like, really weird on stage. But the second one was
one was fun, and you're gonna hear some clips from the second one.
Yeah, we're gonna do like kind of a best of here.
This is sort of a best of the East Coast.
We did back to back. Philly was a wild choice.
Yeah,
as it was back to back. Like,
well,
we had like 5 minutes
venue
between those shows.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun. Very small venue. And the other ones, DC was...
You'll hear that. DC was very good.
That was a huge... Like, for us, it was a big venue. I mean, they had hummus for us.
had
hummus and tecates.
You know, U Street Music Hall
They had a shower in a green room.
Yeah.
I didn't shower, but I could have.
I was there the night prior.
I think that was a good one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these were, like... People wanted to hear these.
Yes.
And, I don't think, I think putting out all of them would be a little excessive, especially because I'm sure there's crossover jokes.
Yes.
But
all of the Fantano fans messaging me, the 10 or so white men that have messaged me, fucking calm down. Here it is.
So this is kind of like a compilation of our favorite parts of the tour and... just a little taste if we ever, you know, maybe we'll do another one day. Maybe move beyond three states on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to the best of Yeah But Still Live.
Yes.
Easily 1,000 people here, dude.
Yeah, there's fucking 5,000 people here. We're reporting at you live from
Well, we were talking about thirst traps. Talking about thirst traps, I saw some wild ones.
Yes. Oh, Emily Oberg had a great one.
That was
my friend Kelly posted picture of her butt. Like, it was like, go vote. And that's why I love Election Day.
I love
Election Day. Is people don't talk about this. Election Day is one of the horniest days.
Oh, dude, we should. We can do some really good, like, early 2000s shitty, like, shock jock comedy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only red wave is when I have period sex on Election Day.
Yeah, dude.
Bah.
Hey, brother.
This is Man Cow in the Morning. I'm going out today and I'm voting for boobs.
Man Cow. I can't believe you brought up me and Felix.
Man Cow, once again, you won't stop.
This is the second show
in a
row.
We brought up a local Chicago DJ twice and gotten crickets both times. Like, you guys know Man Cow in the Morning from Q101 Chicago?
All right, okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah, all right, so he's this dumbass from 25 years ago. He's a fucking idiot.
Oh, man.
They're all the same guy. Yeah. But, like, no, all those guys are conservative now. Like, they spent the entire 90s being like, we're going to find out what happens when you fart directly into a pussy. And then, yeah. After... Like,
how dare you disrespect a police officer, sirs?
Yeah. In 1998, dude, nothing is off limits for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pee on some boobs. It's awesome. And now it's like, I want to cry every time I see Colin Kaepernick kneel.
Yeah.
This is the most disrespectful thing I've seen in my life.
But, like, yeah, pre-political, like, morning shock jock radio, I don't know if it's that much different than, like, podcasting. Like, I feel like podcasting, it's just, like, it's, like, morning radio, but, like, with tight jeans. This podcast is just like, it's like morning radio, but these guys have heard Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah. But yeah, the other job requirement though,
like,
for the
radio. Like, it's
still
me
guys,
being like, I'm horny. And you'd be like, Brandon, stop being so horny. And I'm like,
That's my one rule, is that I fucking break rules. So one rule is that there fucking are no rules. The fucking rule book is just me fucking ripping the rule book in half. And guess what? The rule book is a Bible, and the rule book is a Bible, and I rip it in half and I put it in the fiction section.
Oh, fucking own, dude. Yo, one of my friends, he rolled a joint with a page from the Bible, dude.
Oh, yeah, fucking, dude, I fucking love fucking ripping a page out of the Bible and turning it into a fucking cross joint.
And fucking badass,
getting
dude.
Fucking high. Like, I'm with my boy, and I'm like, dude, we are Seth Rogen and James Franco right now. We are basically, I am Seth Rogen, you are James Franco, and this is, but James Franco without any of the troubling allegations.